The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I feel like St. Juan Diego today. Best in the glory of Our Lady of Guadalupe, thanks to Bill and his fine selection of our vestments. I'm very, very happy to wear this vestment. And today's my birthday. And I was particularly grateful to see her on the vestment. After I was ordained a priest, I was invited to go to Guadalupe, the Basilica of Guadalupe, for the first time. I had, of course, heard of Our Lady of Guadalupe and was aware of her miraculous intercession that in a time when Christianity was having great difficulty, even being spread among the Aztec people, there is the miraculous apparition and, of course, the most apostolic image in all of history, where over 10 million Indians are converted in a rather short period of time. Because they understood that the gospel had come to them through the Blessed Virgin Mary, who appeared in the tilma, this miraculous garment. When I went to the basilica, it was a particularly special time. And because of a number of circumstances, we were able to have Mass at the main altar below the image. And so I received this as a gift from Our Lady, a great surprise and a way of thanking her for calling me to the priesthood. And every priest is always called through her. All of us receive grace through her. She is the mediatrix of all grace. In a particular way, the priest is called to really know her. And it was in my own vocation, not looking to be a priest, not really ever even thinking about being a priest, that the Blessed Virgin Mary became manifest in my life, and in ways that I wasn't even aware of, that I can see better now. So it's with great gratitude to her that I stand before you today as a priest. Today, in our Gospel, in Acts of the Apostles, it says that the Word of God was spreading with fervor. And of course, the Acts of the Apostles is like the second act in a two-volume work by Luke. The Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. We could say the Acts of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Acts of His disciples. And the Gospel of Luke begins with a particular scene, a scene of the Annunciation. It is not covered in the other Gospels, the time when the angel Gabriel speaks to Mary. And the angel Gabriel says, "Nothing is impossible with God." And Mary says, "Then let it be done unto me according to your word." If we look more closely to the text, the angel actually says, "This word is not impossible for God to do." And Mary says, then let that word be done. So the word rhema in Greek continues to be used in the Acts of the Apostles. And we see that the disciples who are suffering and who are offering their lives to the Lord in gratitude become vessels of the word of the Lord. So that same word that became flesh in Mary, the same word that to which she assented, now is the living word of God in the life of the church. And that means that the word that is made flesh in our hearts, the word that continues to evangelize the world, is still the word that always is given to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary. And we see that just as there is the Annunciation in the Gospel of Luke, there is the Pentecost in the Acts of the Apostles. At both times, of course, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the one present. And at both times, the Word becomes flesh. One, personally in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and second, sacramentally, through the gift of the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Church. The Second Vatican Council, in many ways, finds its culminating document in the Constitution of the Church, Lumen Gentium, the light of the nations. The words that Paul quotes today in his homily are the same words from which that title is derived, the light to the nations, from the prophet Isaiah. And the Lord saying that amidst your weakness and amidst your infidelity even, I will make you my light. I will shine in you, and people will come to know me as they know you. The Lord Jesus is the one who reveals the Father to us. And as we are bound to the Lord Jesus by faith, in the miracle of grace, we reveal the Lord Jesus to others. So the Word may be free to live in our hearts, and that the Word continues to spread in the kingdom. The life of the Christian, very simply, can be summarized as a Marian path. A path which is for us to hear and be attentive to the Word, to listen and to not be afraid to speak our own fiat. May it be done. Because every gift, every invitation that the Lord offers always comes with the grace sufficient for its total accomplishment. Even if we can't see it, even if we doubt and we think, how is that going to be possible with me, Lord? It's possible because this word is not impossible for God to do. And so with Mary, the Church continues to speak, let it be done. Let it be totally done. Let it be done unto me according to your word.